September 17th, Shem Rani Devi, Godia Gita Gooch.
Gurave Gaur Chandraya Radhikayai Twadalai Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Nama Yam Pravrajantam Anupetam Apeta Krityam Dvaipayano Virahakataruvajuhava Putreti Tanmayataya Taravo Banidus Tam Sarva Putar Dayam Muni Manatosmi Bhaktya Vina Aparada Lakshay Chiptas Yakamadita Rangamadi Kripamaitvam Sharanam Prapadyam Vrinde Namaste Charanaravindam Tavaivasmi Tavaivasmi Najivami Tam Vina Iti vigyaya radhe tam namam charanantike. First I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Diksha Gurudev. Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Astotita Satashi Shimad Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. And the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Shiksha Gurudev. Om Vishnupad Astotara Satashi Shimad Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. To all of our disciplic succession and all the assembled devotees. Today we're continuing with the second in the series of discussions on the songbook called Sri Gaudiya Kirti Gooch. Yesterday, we talked about the Jayadvani prayers, which all devotees say regularly several times during the day. When first waking up, before Mangalarti, before and after bhajans, sometimes before and after class, and before prasadam, up to the pranam mantra to, not pranam mantra, the sound of jai to Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and after that we say Sri Bhagavat Mahaprasad Ki Jai. Jai meaning begging for mercy that these great personalities become jayjukta, or victorious over my enemy, lust, anger, greed, pride, illusion, and envy, and the roaring, raging senses, the six pushings, the four defects, and many other sets of numbers. Today we'll be discussing the Mangalacharana, which is uttered by devotees before beginning the songs. Gurudev once said that even if you have no time in your day, you're absolutely so busy that you can't sing the songs or utter the Mangalacharana, minimum, he said, you have to do Bandehang Sri Guru, because that, in a nutshell, in a seed-like form, includes everybody, all the great personalities that we want mercy from. What mercy do we want? We want the mercy that they will take out all my maya, that they'll do jai, that they'll be victorious, and destroy my lust, destroy the enemies of lust, anger, greed, pride, illusion, envy, the pushings of the words, the anger, the belly, the genitals, the tongue's desire to taste, the desire for profit, adoration, and distinction, that they'll destroy all that and give the gift of prem. Prema bhakti yaha hoite avidya vinasa jati. Starting from Guru, all these great personalities give prem and destroy ignorance and all of its branches. So without praying to all these personalities for their mercy, we can't jump to chant Hare Krishna or expect the mercy of Radha and Krishna. So we start Pandeham Sri Guru Sri Jitapad Kamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sakujatam Sahakuna Raghunatam Vritam Tvam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Saguna Lalita Sivisakanditam Scha. I remember being in Prabhupada's classes in the early days of ISKCON when he used to sing this Mangalacharana before his kirtan, before his classes, and it was so beautiful. You can imagine. I hope you all have Prabhupada's CD or DVD of all of his bhajans. They're so beautiful. Bhajans and his Mangalacharanas. Very soothing to the soul. So here, in the Bandehang prayer, we're praying to Guru, to my Guru, to his Guru, to his Guru, to all the Gurus, then to all the Vaishnavas, then to the closest Vaishnavas, to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is the six Goswamis, then to the Panchatattva, and their immediate associates like Sarup Damodar and Rai Ramananda, then to Radha and Krishna and their associates, starting with Lalita and Vishakha and all the Manjaris. We want all their mercy. What mercy? That I can get out of Maya and become Krishna conscious. So everything is always in order. I pray starting from the ones close to me so that they can come with me to pray to the next, and they can all come with me to pray to the next, and then that whole group can come with me to pray to the next. Even when we read, Gurudev said we should do this. Before reading anything, we should pray to our Diksha Gurudev and our Shiksha Gurudev and our Param Gurudev, our what's the next one? Paretpura Gurudev, Paramesti Gurudev, and all the Vaishnavas, and then to the person who's speaking, like for example, Sukdeva Goswami might be speaking, and the person who's hearing, for example, Parikit Maharaj might be hearing, or Maitreya might be speaking, and Vidura might be hearing, or Krishna might be speaking, and Uddhava might be hearing. So I'm praying to them, and then I pray to the people that they're speaking about. They might be speaking about the gopis. They might be speaking about how the sages of Naimisharanya questioned Suta Goswami about what is the essence of all scriptures. So, and ultimately, I'm praying to Radha Krishna, and ultimately, to Yogamaya. Yogamaya is the form or personification of all of Krishna's pastimes. If you take all of Krishna's pastimes and you sculpt it into a form, That would be Yogamaya. So we're praying to all of them that now I'm about to read your subject matter. Please take me deep to the deepest part of this subject matter for understanding so that I can come out of it a pure servant of my Gurudev and the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna with an inclination towards Srimati Radhika. So first we sing the Mangalacharana prayers, and then we begin by Guru. We pray that he will open my eyes, which are sunk in the darkness of ignorance. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur stated in his Vyasa Puja offering to his Gurudev, Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, that without the mercy of Guru, we are seeing sights of blindness. Like I think I'm seeing so many things, a window, and a mridanga, and a chair, but actually I'm seeing sights of blindness. I'm going out, as it's stated in the fourth canto of the Bhagavatam, the story of King Paranjana. I'm going out through the doorway of my ear, my material sense of ear, through the sense of hearing, and I'm hearing the sense object. So my senses, I'm going out the doors of my senses through the pathway of the sensory impulses of sound, taste, touch, to connect with the sense objects. So I'm going out the door of my sense of hearing into the city of the sense of hearing to the sense object. Right now I'm hearing the construction workers tinkering because they're building this Gopinath Bhavan. So I'm hearing sounds of deafness and seeing sights of blindness. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami prays to Srimati Radhika, when will that fortunate day come that I can hear the sound of your ankle bells which will cure my deafness? Understand the principle there. I think I'm enjoying, but I'm not anywhere. It's just the door of the senses going out to the city of this sensory impulses and sense object. It's really nowhere, because the soul is not there. As we were reading the other day in Bhakti Tattva Vivek, the only function of the soul is unalloyed bhakti, selfless service to the Lord with the motive of giving him pleasure. The soul has no other engagement. So if I'm doing anything else, like hearing the sounds of the construction workers tinkering, maybe you all in telephone land can hear that in the background, that has nothing to do with me. It's the sounds of deafness. So regarding the sights of blindness, I'm praying, Om Agyanam Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksurum Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. When will I get the mercy of my Guru to open my darkened eyes, my blind eyes, with the torchlight of knowledge? Shastra says we should become Shastra Chaksus, see through the eyes of Shastra, not through our peacock feather eyes, which are maybe beautiful, blue, hazel, especially if you have nice curly eyelashes, but they don't see anything except for sights of blindness. Just like the peacock feather is very beautiful, but it can't see. So when will my Gurudev open my darkened eyes, which are blinded due to ignorance, with the torchlight of knowledge? So one should be Shastra Chaksus and Jnana Chaksus, seeing through the eyes of knowledge. not what I see. What I see now, looking around the room, I hope I'm not offending anybody in the room, but all I'm seeing is pus, blood, stool, and urine, some skin, some bodily hairs, and some cotton and polyester cloth. I'm not seeing any people. There's lots of people in the room, but I'm not seeing anybody. And I have the pictures of the acharyas in the room on the wall, but all I'm seeing is colors and shapes and the scotch tape that tapes them onto the wall. I'm not seeing them. I was, me and a few other devotees were once standing right next to Gurudev, and he said to us, "You're not seeing me." So therefore I pray, Visoma Gyanam Timirandasya. Then I pray first my Gurudev's pranam. For me, that's Srila Prabhupada. For you, that may be Srila Gurudev. So we pray all of their vandanas. Then we pray the vandanas to their guru, and then their guru, and their guru. And all of these vandanas contain the qualities of the personalities. And by meditating on their qualities in a prayerful mood, what I'm doing is I'm praying that that they will give me their qualities. I can't get their qualities by no matter what endeavor I do. I can only get them if they're given to me. I can't take Diksha, and I can't take Harinam. It's given to me. I mean, I can't get it by my endeavor. Neither can I get the initiation by my endeavor. It has to come when Krishna arranges it. What to speak of the actual Harinam? I can't have Shudanam by my endeavor. I have to endeavor, otherwise I don't look like I'm sincere. But only when they see my sincerity, then they give. Hari Guru and Vaishnava gives that Shuddha Harinam, which is non-different from Krishna. So then I can be like Mahaprabhu, who told his guru, "What is this mantra that you gave me? I was chanting Hare Krishna, and all of a sudden, I saw a blue boy wearing a peacock feather and carrying a flute. And when I went to embrace him, he started moving back in a zigzag way. Then when I ran to grab him, he just disappeared, and I found myself rolling on the floor and calling out, 'Oh Krishna, where are you? Where are you?'" So everything depends on mercy. We must endeavor, but that's only so that they'll be pleased to give us mercy. Not mercy to be happy in the material world, but mercy to get out of the, and you can say it with me, those of you who have heard it before, tumultuous pandemonium of material existence, which is echoing in my ears. So for example, an example of uttering a pranam mantra where the qualities of the personality are there, and I'm praying that he'll give me those qualities. Madhu Dayujula Pramadya, this is to our Param Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And his second pranam mantra is on page 3. Madhu Dayujula Pramadya Sri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karana Shakti Vigrahaya Namostite. Namaste Gauravani Sri Murtai Dinatarane Rupanuga Varudhyappa Siddhanta Dantaharane. Srila Gurudev always says we shouldn't rush through these things. We shouldn't rush through saying the mantras while we're putting on tilak or offering pranams about a sibling succession, or saying our Gayatri mantra, but everything carefully and with meditation. Not that, oh, I have to hurry up, I have to go to the office, I better hurry up and do it quick. So Madhu Doryujula Premaja. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur came to give Unad Ujwara Sam So Bhakti Sriyam, that is the love of the Manjaris for Radha and Krishna. He's the embodiment of the reason that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Rupa Goswami came to this world, that is to give this Rupanuga Bhajan or Kamanuga Bhakti, greed to follow the Ragamika Manjaris in Goloka Vrindavan. And Srila Saraswati Thakur is the embodiment of all the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, culminating in that highest teaching aforementioned of giving Unat Ojula Rasam Swabhakti Sriyam. And he annihilates all the ignorance which arises from misconceptions, or in other words, those philosophies that are opposed to the teachings of Srila Rupa Goswami. What's an example of the opposition philosophy? Like Mayavad, like Sahajya, like atheism, like that, which we're surrounded with all the time. So then I continue to Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, that he's the embodiment of renunciation, and he's always feeling number one, the separation between Radha and Krishna, and two, separation from Radha. So his mantra is Namo Gokushoraya Shakshad Vairagya Mortaye Vipralambara Sambodhi Padambo Jayate Nama. Vipralambara Sambodhi means he's the ocean, Rasa Ambuddha. He's the ocean of the rus of separation. And Namaha is like Swaha, meaning I'm offering my whole self. Not just I bow down, bend my knees, or make my body go flat and lie down on the floor and get up. That's what Namaha is not. It's the offering of my life. I'm offering my life to you like Swaha. Swa means me. I offer my life. That's what it means when I'm throwing the grains in the fire. So for each of these personalities, I'm offering myself to them, and I'm asking them to offer themselves to me. In other words, to reveal themselves to me. So I'm asking for a loving exchange. Sometimes we find ladies or men saying, I'm so lonely. I wish I had somebody to take prasadam with and read with. I really need to be married. So this loneliness is actually loneliness for Krishna. But because we're on the bodily platform and everything is filtering through the body, we're thinking that I'm lonely for the opposite sex. So, to give us the fulfillment, the only fulfillment that is fulfillment, we're asking these great personalities to give us our real, intimate, natural, sahaj, natural relationship with them. Gurudev says, sometimes the ISKCON devotees criticize me and call me Sahajya because I quote the Chaitanya Charitamrita and the books of Rupa Goswami. But they don't know what is the meaning of sahajiya. Like the gopis, they're glorified as sahajayate. That means they have natural absorption, natural samadhi for Krishna from birth. They didn't have to work on it. Like Śrīla Vyāsadeva was ordered by Sri Narada Muni to go into a trance of samadhi. And by doing that, he saw all the pastimes of Krishna beginning to end that he revealed on earth. But the gopis, they have it naturally from birth. So we want our natural relationship with these personalities. Not only at present, and then we jump over them and then have our relationship with Radha and Krishna's spiritual world, but they're in the spiritual world too. So we want our relationship with them there too, and it starts from here. We can't have it there without starting here. Then after we pray to our Guru Parampara and all the Vaishnavas, and then after the individual Vaishnavas, we pray to all the Vaishnavas together. How many? We pray to all the Vaishnavas together. And when we pray to them, or pray to anybody, we get faith that, wow, if they're like that, why am I going anywhere else? If I can get everything in one shop, in one store, one stop shop, then why should I waste my petrol, waste my legs, and run around here and there, waste my time, when I could get everything in one store? Panchako Bhaturubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo. If they're Panchakopa Taru, if they're like the desire trees that fulfill all the desires, then why should I go to some friend to fulfill my desires? Somebody I call my friend in the material world. I have to associate with others who are favorable for my bhakti. It's not that I should be alone, because then I have my crazy mind, and then my crazy mind will go tell me to have bad association. I have to have association. But at the same time, I know that my ultimate friends are Paramasuhrit, the Sakis, who are as the pure Vaishnavas of this world. And then one might doubt that, okay, they give fulfill all desires, but you have to be very qualified to get their mercy. But wait a minute, the prayer says, Patita Anam Pavanebhyo, they're the deliverer of the most fallen. Well, that sure qualifies me, because I'm always suffering from the boils of envy and the germs of material existence. So hey, that's me. I'm petite, and they're petite pavan. So I can pray to them. Okay, tomorrow we'll continue with our discussion on the Mangalacharana. And now I'll ask if there's any questions or comments or additions or subtractions. Charamukhi, you look like you have something to say. Anybody? Okay, we'll end there. And Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Gurudev ki jai, Sri Gauri Giti Kuch ki jai, Panchakobhuturubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyascha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo.